Ever do a drug called ecstasy? Oh. What? You got a story for me? Give me a story. It's not a good drug to do alone. No, I found out the hard way. I was in Anchorage, Alaska, and I was working up there, so I didn't know a soul. And the bartender gave me this for my birthday present. He said, try this. I said, what is it? He said, well, Doug, it's illegal. So I did it. And he goes, yeah, and it makes you really horny. What, you rotten son of a bitch? What'd you do that to me? I don't need to be any more horny. I got horny down pat, man. I don't need narcotics to enhance it. This is my birthday present, too. Thanks a lot. You would have bought Anne Frank a drum set, you psychotic. This is the last thing in the world I need. I mean, it's Alaska. It's like eight guys to every woman as it is. I did shit to myself that night I've never done to a woman. I'm not kidding either. The maid came in the next morning. My whole room soaked down in cooking oil. And there's a porno going. There's a melon with a hole drilled in it. What do you use that for? I had a little luau. Fuck. You've done that, huh? All right. You know, the first time I told that story, I swear to God, it was in Minneapolis, and a guy came up to me after the show, and he goes, hey, you're the melon guy. I thought I was the only one who ever did that. And I didn't want to break his heart, you know? The guy was, like, beaming with pride that he finally found someone to identify his produce fetish with, you know? I didn't want to tell him it was just a joke. I was just wanted to get the hell out of there before the conversation escalated, you know? Hey, what's your favorite kind of melon, man? What's your biggest melon you ever fucked? Let's head down to the farmer's market right now and leave these chicks wanting more.